Mark, the fifth chapter, and verse 32. But let's go back just a little bit because we're on a different subject here. Let's go back to about back to 23, and I'll read with the Amplified Bible. Remember when I used to have to get you up here to read? Because I could not see what I was reading. I used to have that do that a long time. I could not see anything up close. And unless I was reading my Greek Bible, great big print that I printed, I could not see what I was doing. Now it's a little better with these spectacles, but my eyes were in such flux with that arsenic poisoning that they couldn't do much for me. Verse number 25. Now, Jesus is going to a synagogue ruler by the name of Jairus. He's going to heal his daughter. He said his little daughter was at the point of death. And come and lay your hands on her so that she may be healed and live. And Jesus went with him. And a great crowd followed along. You look at that great crowd business, that great big crowd. Over 5,000 to 15,000 people here, at least following him. That's a lot of people. When you're at Valley Baptist Church on Sunday morning, there's a gob of people there. Especially if you combine both congregations from both locations, it'd be quite a few. But this is more. This is more. And there was a woman that had a flow of blood for 12 years, who had been endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but instead grew worse. Verse number 27. And she had heard the reports concerning Jesus, and she came up behind him in the great pressing throng, and she barely touched his garment. For she kept saying in her heart, "If only I can touch his garments, I shall be restored to health." And immediately after her flow of blood was dried up at the source, and suddenly she felt in her body that she was healed of her distressing ailment. Verse number 30. And Jesus recognized in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, and turned around immediately in the crowd and said, "What?
Who touched my garment?
Who touched me? Who touched me?" That's the title of the message, "Who touched me?" And the disciples kept on saying to him, "You see the great crowd pressing against you from all sides, and you ask, who touched me?" A lot of people touched him. But one person touched him on purpose. On purpose. Still, he kept looking around to see her who had done it. Now, let's go on. Let's go back to the Greek now. Kai, peri blepote, blepeto, edain, tain, tuto, poieson. And he kept on looking around. Third person singular, imperfect, and diddle, indicative, middle. What does that tell us, Cindy? He kept on looking around for himself of his own volition. To see the person that had touched him. To see that person. And look at that, Adain, that is present in the second aorist infinitive active. The one, this thing, having done, look at that, having done. It's first aorist too, isn't it? That woman was healed in punctiliar point time action. Zip, is done and over with. Right then. Because of the creative power that was in Christ. And the woman believed that if she did this, that she would be healed. Now, we have a lot of faith healers running around today, don't we? Don't we? And if you don't get healed when you go to these faith healers, they say it's because you didn't have faith. And they'll go to places like this in the Bible to try to prove this. I'm going to ask you something. Does God have to do miracles today for you to believe? Why did these miracles occur?
To prove who Jesus was.
What?
Establish his credentials.
Establish that he is Jesus the Messiah. Is he Jesus the Messiah? Is he the Messiah, King of Israel? Yes. Do we need any more miracles today? Now, does God do some miracles today? By prayer and whatever. But do people have the gift of healing today? No, we do not. No, we do not. We don't have the gift of healing. What we have today is the command to pray for people. And you pray and you ask the Lord to let the medicines have their desired effect and let the doctors not make mistakes. I got to go to the doctor this week. My left foot is killing me. And it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Something's wrong in the ball of my foot. I stand up sometimes when I'm preaching on Sunday morning, and I'm up here wrestling around, and even in Nevada, I would take my shoe off, and still it would be like somebody, some snake or some terrible thing had happened, and my foot was in a red-hot vise. That's what it felt like. And I'd be wiggling around trying to preach without causing a lot of commotion. I asked Sharon the other day, did you see me take my shoe off Sunday? And she said, no. Well, I have asked the Lord to take care of that, whether he does or not. It's just up to him. But it is a great discomfort. A great discomfort. I haven't gone to Billy Graham or anybody else. You know, Billy Graham is not a faith healer, is he? No. He's an evangelist. How about Jimmy Baker?
Oh,
Tamar and Jimmy. These are faith healers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, Oral Roberts was. Mm-hmm. These are the people like that. Now, that's not valid. This woman here, she had faith that if she touched Jesus' garment, she saw the powerful miracles that he had done. And God honored that and put it in his book. Did he not? Let's see. How about the Syrophoenician woman? All of these different ones. Jesus said, I've come but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And she said, even the puppies get crumbs from the master's table. All right. Who did this thing? He said, who did this thing? And then it says, hey, de gene. Foi bethese. Kai. Prea Musa, Adia, that is, Ha, Gegonen, Alte, Elthane, Kai, Pros Epesen, Alto, Kai, Epain, Alto, Pasan, Tain, Alethion. Now it starts out with a weak adversative conjunctive particle, page 85, if you want to write that down in your book, and it's not even written in mine. Okay. Moreover, or and, hegene, gene. What English word comes from this word gene?
Dynamite.
Huh?
Dynamite.
Yeah, women are dynamite. Yeah, they're definitely dynamite. What word comes from this Greek word gyne?
Gynecologist,
a woman doctor, okay? Somebody that studies women medicine. And the woman, having feared, nominative singular feminine, first aorist, participle passing, having been caused to fear. First aorist, very punctiliar knife blade action, and trembling. She's trembling. Tremusa. Tremusa. Traumatic. That our word traumatic comes from this word tremusa. Traumatic. She's trembling. Having known. Look at that. Nominative singular present. Feminine. Perfect participle active. Having known. That's past tense, isn't it? It's completed action. What? It had happened to her. She came. for herself. Now she voluntarily comes. Third person singular, second aorist, indicative middle voice. She came up to him voluntarily and fell down before him. Fell down before him. She fell down before him. Third person singular, second aorist, indicative, active. She fell down before and toward him, to him. Dative singular, masculine, third person pronoun, that's auto. And she told. She told, third person singular, second aorist, indicative, active, to him, all the truth. All the truth. Phason, tain, aletheon. How about aletheon, Sharon? Tell me about that word.
It means no shadows.
No shadows. In perfect light. In perfect light. Now verse number 34. What a story. Ho de epain, alte thigater, he pistis, si sesokin, si hipage, eis irenein, kai isti, higes, apo, tes. I can read, not hardly read my own writing. Mastigos. See. Then it says, and or moreover, the one he said. Who's that one? That's ho there, isn't it, Brother Randall? See that word ho? What does it, what does ho mean? Do you remember? Decline that for me, would you? To heuristikon our throne, isn't it? The definite article. Nominative, singular, masculine. Definite article. Nominative, singular, masculine, definite article. Now, the one there, that is what we call, what's that, Cindy? The one. One. What is that called? It's understood, so we call that a what? A practical substantive. All it has is a definite article there, but we have to put something in with that definite article, and that's what you call a practical substantive. The one he said. The one.
So why do they put the one there?
Because we're talking about a particular one.
Oh.
NRK Hologos.
Oh, okay.
All right. In beginning was the word. Kai Hologos. Nominative singular maximum definite article. Logos, nominative singular maximum definite article. But here we don't have. All we have here is ho and then a pain. We don't have a substantive in there except the. So we have what you call a practical substantive. And you can say here, the one he said. Okay? The Jesus is who we're talking about here. The one he said to her. Alte, that's dative singular feminine third person pronoun. Alte. What tells you that's feminine, Cindy? You remember that one? Alte. The eta on the end of it. That's what tells you. The eta. Now, who can decline the three articles in Greek? Ho, a, to. Masculine, feminine, neuter. The three definite articles. Right. How many definite articles do we have in Hebrew, Brother Roger? How many?
One.
Uno. One. And it don't matter what it is. In Greek, you've got three declensions, and you've got definite articles in eight cases, nominative, genitive, optative, locative, instrumental, dative, accusative, invocative, in all of those three declensions.
Wow.
That's complicated. In Hebrew, you just have ha. That's it. Isn't that seem simple? And he said to her, thigater, 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 daughter. Daughter. Our word daughter comes basically out of that word right there. Thigate, daughter. The faith of you. Now, did she believe in him? Did she believe who he was?
Yes.
Yes, you did. Is the age of miracles still into existence at this time? Is his messianic credential still going? Mm-hmm. It's even written in the Word of God right here. We see this. She's there. Daughter, the faith of you. Look at this. That word comes from sozo. What does sozo mean? You remember, Cindy?
Sozo? Means
sozo. I save.
Kind of like maybe.
Save. Snatch out. Save. Sozo means saved. The faith of you, it has saved you. Your faith has saved you. Where did you get the faith, by the way? Ephesians 2 and 8. For in grace, ye are having been saved through what? Faith. And that doesn't come out of you. It has come from God. Where did the woman get the faith from? It came from God. Faith of you to save you. You go. Second person singular, present imperative, active. You go. That hipago, that comes from hipo and ago. It's a combination, compound word. You go, ace. Now, look at that word ace there. That's a preposition in it. Page 119, if you want to write that down in your little book, in the analytical Greek lexicon. Give me the grammatical rule for that one, Sharon. Ace.
If you get me started,
okay. Extension. Extension or levitation, the thorable verbal action, and in this way, let's look at it. You go in peace. You go immersed in peace. You go living in peace now. She didn't have much peace before, did she? Oh, she was sick and having all kinds of problems. She was a bleeder. You go in tranquility. In Bullinger, page 575, if you want to write that down, it talks about the word peace and shalom. It means the absolute opposite of any trouble, miseries. It means to be devoid of all care. Go now in peace. Two things had happened to this woman. What were the two things that happened to her?
She had the bleeding problem, and then
she got her medical problems taken care of, and she got her spiritual problems. Yeah, now she's been born again.
Yeah.
She's in real good shape. Now she can go die in peace. Huh? Whatever.
She didn't have to spend all of her money.
She didn't have any money left, evidently.
Just think about the emotional ride she was on.
Yes.
That must have been a roller coaster.
Doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor. Doctor to doctor. Brother Roger, you've got a few little health issues. And you run from doctor to doctor. We have, this doctor send you to that doctor, to that doctor, to that doctor. I remember when I had the cancer surgery 16 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever it was, the doctor called Marilyn and I into his room. And he looked very straight at me, and he was very serious, wasn't he? Dr. Mansoor Karamuz, down in Hollywood area, right there in Burbank. He looked at me. He said, your cancer has spread. The guy that did the biopsy did a botched up job. I scraped your backbone in every place around there, and I got all of it, but he said, I cannot tell you that I got it all. Now he says, you were intolerant to radiation and to chemotherapy. So, what did he tell me to do, Marilyn?
He told you to go ahead and live a good life.
And God loved me.
Yes.
He said, Professor, God loves you. He said, he's going to take care of you. He's going to give you whatever time you got left. But he said, there's nothing else we can do for you, nor anybody else. It's done. He said, how much time we give you, we don't know. He said, go on and have a good life. That's it. Go in peace. We've done everything we can do, and nobody else is going to do anything any better. That's it. And so I left out of there, and I had... What do you think I thought? I think I made a bad mistake down here. But I didn't dwell too much on that. I knew this guy had done everything that he could do, and he was a top-notch doctor. And I've been going to the doctor here in Bakersfield, which is a really good doctor, but he's been trying to put me on radiation chemotherapy for 5 years. And I just say, well, you know what? You had the one chance of killing me with that radiation and chemotherapy. You had your chance. I don't need you to help me die. I'll just wait to see what happens. Let's see what happens. Well, I made it this far. Got poisoned in the meanwhile, 5 years ago. Supposed to die within 2 months of that. Guess what? Here I am flopping around here with a half a brain. Still going. Go in peace. Shalom. Just go in peace. Go in peace. I don't care what kind of shape you're in, you can be in peace. You can have your peace between you and God. I've been having all kinds of course, this is all part of that arsenic poisoning as it destroys your blood vessels, but I've been getting up and the room just spinning, and I'll lay down and the room is still spinning, and I'll just sit there and say, Lord, was this time for me to go home? Or have you got something else for me to do? And I just, sooner or later, I get a little better, then I get up and do some more. So what? What's the alternative? Dying and go to heaven? Don't mourn for me when I'm gone. I'm in peace. No more pains. Tranquility. Absence of all terror and problems. And you be, look at this one. This comes from Amy and Oida. It says, you be whole. From the mastigos, mastigos. What in the world is it, mastigos? Mastigos is a scourge. Paul was whipped with the mastigos. Disease is very painful sometimes, isn't it? Isn't it? Disease sometimes is extremely painful. He said, now you're free from and you're sound. Hygieis. You're whole, you're complete, you're healthy. You're hygienically pure. The word hygiene comes from this word in English, hygies, hygiene. You are not polluted anymore from the scourge and the diseases of you. Number 35, verse 35. Eti, auto, laluntos, erconti, apo tu archisi na gogu. Lagontes. Hote he thigater si apethonain. Eti skilies. Ton didaskalon. We have got quite a lesson here today. Tremendous lesson. And then while Jesus was speaking, Lalontes. Tell me about that one, Cindy. You got that laleo down now? Laleo. Lego, laleo. What's the difference between Lego and laleo? Lego.
Speak.
I speak.
You speak, he sure that speaks.
Okay.
The other one is to speak like a human.
That's right. Laleo means like speaking like a human. Jesus was really human. He was really human. He was really using teeth, tongue, his throat, his vocal cords and everything. He's speaking like a human in human language. And while he's speaking, they came. Look at this one. Third person plural present indicative middle voice. They came for themselves because they were in great compassion with him. They had great sympathy with this guy. From the Archisunagogo, the head of the synagogue, the ruler of the synagogue, saying that ha or he thageter, the daughter of you apethanein, she has died. Your daughter has died. And still, you trouble the teacher.
Why did they care?
Huh?
Why did they care?
Why did they care if he was troubling the teacher?
Yeah, because
what?
They didn't like him anyway. So
yeah, evidently they didn't. This guy had some enemies out there. Have you ever had somebody just come up and start saying things to you that are completely out of context and things? Because they did not like you? Here we have these hecklers on the side. You will have these hecklers all of your life, won't you? You have them? Have you got real good students, Cindy?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Have you got some real bad ones?
Lots of times.
That's right. You would think they had bees in their head, in their bonnet. Ready to fight. All the time. Problem children. That's what you call them. Problem children. Always looking for a fight. And these guys were. Now they are telling the guy, why do you bother the teacher? Why do you keep on bothering the teacher? Go on, your daughter's dead now. It's over with.
It's
now.
It's a way of saying he can't do anything.
Yeah, that's right. He can't do anything else. Just go on and leave him alone now. Jesus can even take care of the unbelief, can't he?
But why was the leader of the synagogue wanting Jesus to come if they didn't believe Jesus?
This leader of the synagogue believed.
Oh, okay.
This Jairus believed. He was a believer.
And how was he not kicked out of the synagogue and not the leader of the synagogue anymore?
Sometimes they got kicked out of the synagogues when they did. Remember, there was a Roman that built a synagogue in Galilee. Remember that? He had paid for the building of the synagogue in Galilee. He was a great man. Also a Roman. Roman is what? A dog, a Gentile, an infidel, so to speak. We hear that term a lot, don't we? But Jesus took care of him too, didn't he? 36. Whole day Jesus. Parakousos. Ton logon. Laluminon. Lege. To. Akisina goge. Go, that is. Me. Phobu. Monon. Pistie. All right, now Jesus is going to comfort this guy. This guy is going to have a lot of influence in the synagogue. Remember not too long ago here back, we have Jesus healing a madman. The boss of the graveyard. Remember him? The boss of the graveyard. Jesus healed him, and what did this guy do? What did the boss of the graveyard do?
When he started churches.
He started all the churches in Decapolis. These were tremendous churches in Decapolis that he started. Those churches excelled. From those churches they went into Damascus. And all the way down through there, we have Jordan, and then we have Syria, where they had gone all the way down into these areas, and these churches were built. Why? Because a man believed. And a man that was in a terrible straits. Why was that man demon possessed? Why was he demon possessed? Why? This man particularly was demon-possessed because God allowed it so that he could bring glory to himself. Revelation 4 and 11, why did God create? Why did God create?
Because he wanted to.
Because he wanted to, but of his own will and what?
To
bring
glory
to himself. Now, did this person that was demon-possessed and God sent the demons away in 2000? Pigs were there and they chose not to live. They said that we don't want this, so they jumped in and drowned themselves. Did this glorify God? For a long while, many, many people were saved because of that one man. Because of one man. You know, I was raised in terribly poor circumstances. In a shack about 12 or 13 foot wide and about 15 foot long with a dirt floor and boards just picked up, thrown together with a tin roof that had holes all in it. We put tar on it and everything else. That thing was hotter than blazes east of Bakersfield out there off of Edison Highway and the canal. We had running water in the canal when, from what was it, October through April. From April to October, we had running water. We had no electricity, no running water, nothing. My father was killed robbing a liquor store and when I was 2 years old. My mother went through husbands, boom, boom, boom. And then she married an outlaw. And the outlaw took me to Nevada and taught me how to chase wild horses and all the things that he did. But that outlaw was an atheist. In 1961, right after my grandmother got killed, I got saved. I went to a charismatic church where they weren't paying any attention to me at all. I went forward, and one of my grandmothers went down there and led me to the Lord. And all of those years, God's hand was upon me. And I went in there, and then Dale kept telling me, oh, don't believe in God, don't believe in God, don't believe in God. I had a personal relationship with me, and the Lord never let my heart go at peace being an atheist after that. It just didn't work. But I would say that I was an atheist, but yet that I wasn't. Well, when I got saved, not really got saved, but when I went to church and was baptized, they wanted a former atheist to preach in places, so I'd go and preach. I wasn't really an atheist because I didn't hold on to that stuff. You get studying the Bible, you're not going to be an atheist. You study church history, you won't be an atheist. But I would go and speak to people. And sometimes I find atheists on the radio, don't I, Marilyn? And one of them talking to me up there in the matter here a while back, and I said, I used to be an atheist until I started studying the Bible. I said, don't make that mistake. Leave that book alone. I said, you're liable to lose your faith in atheism. Hode Jesus parakousos. And the Jesus, having having heard beside, is what it says. Having heard on the sly, he overheard something. Hearsay. Overheard hearsay. The word, the what. Now, the whole logos, tone logo in here, that's accusative singular masculine, definite article, accusative singular masculine, second declension word, okay? Having heard the word, what does the word hear? Are we talking about the logos here? Are we talking about Jehovah? What is this? What's this mean? Yeah, this story. Right here, you can say the story, if you want to. The edict, the story, the indictment, the whatever you want to use. That's what that means. Having been spoken, he says, third person singular, present indicative act, he said it more than once, to the synagogue ruler, not, particle of negation, page 268, if you want to write that one down. I do remember some things because I wrote it down 10,000 times. Not fear only. A little adverb, only. You believe. Don't fear. Believe. Now right here it says, third person singular, present imperative active. You believe and you keep on believing. Was he a believer already? Was the synagogue ruler? He's already a believer. He believes who Jesus is now. He's one of the few, maybe the only one in that synagogue that believes in Jesus. He stands out. He's probably been ostracized. What about Nicodemus? Joseph of Arimathea. Nicodemus. He started defending Jesus one day when they were giving him trouble, and they said, are you one of him too? Are you of Galilee also? Don't you just look in the Bible. There is no prophet that comes out of Galilee. What great prophet came out of Galilee? Remember?
Jonah.
No prophet ever came out of Galilee. Well, Jonah, the Bible says he's one of the greatest prophets.
He didn't want to be.
No, he was a very reluctant preacher, wasn't he?
Reluctant,
Boy, I was a reluctant preacher when God called me to preach. I'll tell you what, you couldn't drag a word out of me. I was a ham operator in 1960. Working on ham radios, and I could key up a microphone, and I couldn't say a word. I finally gave up talking. I just worked on radios and liked to play with them. You know, I loved making antennas and stuff. And the only time I ever spoke into a microphone was in a dummy load, you know, where it doesn't go anyplace. I was talking into a dummy load one night, and the guys answered me. That scared me to death. They heard me. I wouldn't talk. I just shut up real good then. Finally, people got out there in CB, and I worked on radio, CB radios too, and they'd ask me a question, so I'd answer it. And I got to where I could answer questions. When I started preaching, I could get up and preach. I had something to preach. Know what you're going to preach and get up and do it, and then sit down and shut up. Speak up, shut up, and sit down. K-I-S-S is what they used to say. Keep it short, stupid, you know. I'd get up there and try to preach and sit down, and then they couldn't drag another word out of me unless it was asking me a question about the Bible. And the Jesus, having overheard the statement, having been spoken, he says to the synagogue ruler, don't you fear, only believe. Only believe. Now, only is an adverb, and that's an active thing, in an action. He said, you just keep on believing. Verse number 37. Kai uk, afaken, udina, met, autu, sina, kalu, these, e, me, ton, petron. Kai, yekabon, kai, iwanen, ton, adelphon, yekabu. And not they permitted anyone with him to follow, to accompany. They couldn't follow along with. Look at that. Sina kalutha. They could not follow with them. Except, now he's forbidden all of this great crowd to follow. The 5,000 to 15,000 to 20,000 people are no longer here. Now we've got Peter, Petron. What's Peter mean?
Little stone.
What's an Aramaic for Peter? Cephas. All right. Cephas, which means a little stone you can pick up and throw. Okay. The Peter and James. What's James mean? What's the Hebrew word for James? What's the Hebrew word for James?
Yes.
Jacob. Yekabu. All right. And then John. What is the Hebrew word for John? Yonah. What does that mean? Dove. The brother, Adelphon. What does Adelphon mean there? You remember Randall? Adelphon.
From the same womb.
From the same womb. These are brothers. The brother, John, the brother of Jacob. Or James or Jacob. 538. Kai. Erconte, eis ton oikon, tu archisina gogu, kai therue forubun, kai klaontos, kai alalazontos, paula. And they came. Look at that word ace there. Extension, limitation, thought, or verbal action. Preposition, page 119. You want to write that down in your little book. And that chi there is 208 in the book. Unto ton oikon. Ton oikon. Tell me about this ton oikon. Can you tell me something about that word ton oikon there, Cindy? Can you decline that thing for me? Ton or con?
Ton is a definite article.
Okay, that's a definite article. Now we've got an ace in front of it. What does that tell us?
It's going to the house.
Okay, that's a sign of the direct object if you want to. Ace and what's the word in Hebrew, Brother Roger? Eth. Aleph and Tau, the first and last letters of the Hebrew alphabet. That's a sign of direct object, okay? Here is a sign of direct object. Most of the time when you see ace, you're going to see accusative. After that, that's it. It's nominative, genitive, optative, locative, instrumental, dative, accusative. The accusative case is a case of the object. In many languages, you only have a nominative or a subject and an object in the language. In Greek, you've got eight of them. That is, in Koine, in classical Greek. In modern Greek, it's just about subject-object. Now, but you know what? God, in His divine wisdom, saw to it that His book, the New Testament, was written in Koine Greek, the most perfect language that's ever been written. There's no guessing about what it says. And they came, eis ton oikon. Ton, that's accusative singular masculine. Second declension word, by the way. To his house, oikon. What is this house? The house. What is this house?
The synagogue's.
Ruler's house.
Yeah.
This is a what? What's the word house in Hebrew, Brother Roger?
Beit.
Beit. All right. How about Aramaic? Huh? Yeah. All right. Kafar Nahum.
Mm-hmm.
A house is a covering. Kafar Nahum.
Mm-hmm.
In Aramaic, Kafar Nahum means what? Beloved covering. It means house. Beth. So it's his house. This is where he lives. This is where he's sheltered. His shelter. The chief ruler. And of the synagogue. And he sees. That means to gaze. Therē. What English word do we have this word therē? Therē. Remember that, Randall? Therē. Have you been to the therē lately?
Theater.
To see theater. Word theater comes from that word right there. Have you been to the theater yet lately? All right. And then he sees. Third person singular present indicative active. Thorubon. Thorubon. This means to have agitation, uproar, tumult, a great commotion. Thorubon. There is a great misery around this house. This house is filled with misery and excitement. And klaontos, klaontos. That comes from klaio. Accusative plural masculine present participle acting. Now this word is, we got a lot of bawling going on. A lot of bawling going on. A lot of bawling going on. A lot of crying. Crying. Crying in great misery. Screaming. Crying. People that are just absolutely beside themselves in grief. Immersed in grief. I saw something in 1958, about October 1958, that I'll never, ever forget. Simple thing. I was riding the bus in Fish Lake Valley to, I lived in Oasis, California, and I was riding the bus in Fish Lake Valley. We were going up through there, and we went by where there was a great sand pile. Now, back in those days, Highway 264 was nothing but a gravel road, but they had... Down at my end of the valley was Gail Murphy keeping the road smooth, and it was smooth. And then Jim Wallace, and then Jim Bias, and Bundy, Mr. Bundy, they kept the roads out up to the Montgomery Pass, all fixed up. Well, on the side of the roads, they would have great big piles of dirt and gravel. And we would go by there every day and look over there, and standing up there about that tall were two big golden eagles. And I saw this one golden eagle take off. And it was flying in the same direction that the bus was, his wings flapping. Then I saw him dive from high. And he grabbed a rabbit. And the rabbit was screaming all the way. Screaming, 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 screaming. And he took that rabbit way high in the air. And I could hear that rabbit screaming. He was taking, you could see that eagle laboring to carry the weight of that. And then he dropped, when he got real high, he dropped the rabbit, and it screamed all the way to the ground, and it just went quiet. He died. That rabbit was Claontes. He's bawling, he's bewailing, he's crying his fate. Mm-hmm. Terrible. I will never forget that. You know, people can be in the clutches of Satan and think they're doing their own thing. And yet they're in the claws of that giant monster, Lucifer. And they're happy. They ought to be screaming because he's taking them to their eternal deaths, to eternal separation from God. Be wailing and crying. People used to go down to the church alone in the old days. You know, I'm an old, old man. I don't know if you remember this, Roger, but they used to have mourner benches down there, mourning benches. They'd go down there and people would cry for God's mercy. They did. They'd cry for God's mercy as sinners because they knew they were sinners. And begging God and bewailing and asking God to save them and take the burden of sin out of their lives. Yet people don't know they're caught in the clutches of Satan. They think they're doing their own thing. Bewailing and crying. And screaming out, Allah la zontas, to raise a war cry, Allah la, Allah la zo.
Is that like an onomatopoeia for that?
That is.
That yodel that they do?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That onomatopoeic word. To scream, scream. I used to get up in the mountain. Have you ever heard the scream of a wild lion? You ever heard the scream of a lion? When a lion screams and roars, everything just is quiet. Marilyn, you remember the time we were up there at Cold Springs that night? Mm-hmm. You remember that night we heard the scream?
Yeah.
We heard that scream. You hear that scream. To cry out. It is, have you ever heard a deer scream? How many of you ever heard a deer scream? A deer will only scream when he thinks he's dying. Mm-hmm. And they will scream with a high-pitched scream. Rabbits scream. Rabbits really scream. Okay. You see different animals scream. You ever heard a cat scream when they thought they were being killed? Or whatever. You see all of this. These screams. They were crying out and screaming in this onomatopoeic universal terror. Much, it says. And verse 39. Kai esa es aselton lege autois ti thoro bese de kai plaete to pyrion uk apethone ala kathede. And entering, he says to them, entering into, he says to them, why? Why are you making such a commotion? A din and an uproar. And you weep and you cry. The child, not she has died, but she sleeps. The child hasn't died, but she sleeps. Now let's look at verse 40. Kai, kata gelon, auton, autos, de ekbalon pontas paralabane ton patera tu patio kai tain matera kai tus met autu kai ace poru te hipu ein to pation. And they laughed to scorn with cutting, jeering laughter him. And having cast out all of them were kicked out now, all these guys, non-believers were kicked out. And he takes the father of the child and the mother and the ones with him and he enters into for himself where kept on being the child, the Paideon. Now this is a young girl in Paideon. It's a young girl. Okay, 541. Kai, kratesas, tes, keras, tu, paideu, lege, aute, taletha, kume, ho esten, mathu, re, nu, menon, to corrosion si legae egere. Now, he speaks a little Aramaic here, doesn't he, Brother Roger?
Right.
Now, Bibles, people say the Bible is written in Aramaic here, it's written in Greek. This gospel is in Greek. This one's in Aramaic. This one's in Hebrew, whatever. No, it's all written in Greek. When it does quote Aramaic, it quotes it. And there we have it right here. This is one of the few places it quotes it. And having taken hold of the hand of the child, he says to her, Talitha kume, maid, arise. That's what he said in Hebrew, Aramaic that is, which is, having been translated, the maid, karousion, maid, damsel, little girl, to you I say, raise up.
How old is the girl, the little girl? Does
probably it... 10 years old, 9 or 10 years old. 42. Kai euthus aneste to crossion kai peripate ein gar eton didoka kai exesteson euthus ekos stase megale. And immediately she stood up, the maid, and she kept on walking around. Third person singing in perfect indicative active. And she kept on being about how old? 12 years old. And they were struck out of their senses immediately with astonishment. With great astonishment. Great astonishment. All right. Verse number 43. Kai, dies, talato, autois, paula, hina, medes, noe, tuto, kai, epain, dothene, aute, phagein. And he ordered, he commanded to them much that no one should know or might know. Look at that word, third person singular, second aorist, indicative active, might know. And he says to be given to her something to eat. Something to eat. And that's where we'll finish. Where did we start tonight? Five what?
5:32. Now, if Jesus says here, no one is to know, then why did whichever apostle or whatever heard this, wrote it down?
He always told them, don't tell anybody. He always said that, don't tell anybody.
Many times he says, don't tell anybody. But he didn't say, don't write, did he? He didn't say, don't write.
Do you think they kept quiet about that?
I know.
If you want something to be told around, what do you do? Now, don't tell anybody. It's still that way, isn't it?
Yep.
Now, don't tell anybody. And it'll go well, one thing they used to say, a lie get 100 miles before the truth and get his boots on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hope you enjoyed this little class today. God bless you. Thank you for being here and coming out all this far away. Any questions? In any interrogatio, any questions?
Well, I just have one clearly everybody else who got kicked out, you're going to see that this stepchild did live. I mean,
yes, it did.
Around.
Yes, they're going to see her. She kept on walking around, didn't she?
Yes.
They're going to see her because she's going to go to the synagogue, isn't she?
Right. She's fine. I mean,
weren't you dead last week? Didn't we bury you? Remember the boy that was buried? And they were taking him and put him in the ground. And Jesus resurrected him after the funeral. He resurrected him. Of course, Lazarus had already been buried. That got around too, didn't it? They got around so much that they decided they were going to kill Lazarus and Jesus. Anything else? Brother Roger, good to have you here.
Good
to see you. All right. Well, if you have nothing else, go out and do something eternal. Cindy, you want to dismiss us in prayer, please, young lady.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for all the things that you do for us, for your love, for your concern, for your care, for taking care of us each day, for giving us challenges that you are always there to help us with. And I just pray that all of these things that we're learning, that we understand how you, or try to understand how you work, and what your purpose for our life is. I just pray that you would keep all of us safe, that we might be able to come back again and get together. I ask this in your name. Amen.